Over the last few months, you've been asking a lot of questions about insurance. Questions like, are there areas and properties in Paradise that will be uninsurable because of high fire danger risk? And if we rebuild, will anyone insure us and for how much? We're working to find specific answers to these questions, but have been in contact with an organization that can provide direct, individualized help. And SPR's Nicole Camarda has more.
United Policyholders is an organization that does a lot to help people get the insurance money they're owed to help them rebuild. Amy Bach is the executive director.
We are a nonprofit that for 27 years has been a source of help for disaster victims and a voice for anyone who has insurance issues and needs guidance. We are the advocate for the consumer. So we have three programs, and the one relevant to our topic today is it's called the Roadmap to Recovery. And that's a program we offer in areas that have been impacted by disasters. And we go in and we do workshops over a period of a year or two and surveys. And we give people guidance and strategies to help them get through the claim process and get all the money that they are entitled to.
When survivors start to think about whether and how to rebuild, Bach says recovering money from an insurance policy is an important step. And UPH can help people understand their policies and how to talk to their insurance companies.
Each person's house and possessions were unique, and each person's insurance is somewhat unique. So their house was what it was, their possessions were what they were, their insurance is what it is, and then there are unique aspects of how their insurance company is behaving. So some people, you know, the insurance company assigns an adjuster, and there is the luck of the draw as to whether that person is nice or rude or smart or slow or inexperienced or very experienced. And that can really affect the outcome. But I think, you know, the most important thing is that each person's house had a value, right? The cost of putting their house back and replacing their stuff is unique to them. And so, you know, I think just for your listeners, you know, one thing that's really important to know is that people don't think about insurance, you know, ever unless they've actually had something bad happen, right? It's just an annoyance to have to pay the premiums. And people generally just do not put a lot of time into thinking about it. And that's just how it is. The problem is that after a loss, a big loss, insurance is incredibly important. And suddenly people have a steep learning curve to, you know, to get from where most people are in their minds, which is either it's like a black and white. People think, oh, I have insurance or I don't have insurance. But of course, it's really not after a disaster. It's much more complicated. It's okay, you have insurance, but do you have enough? And the answer for 2/3 of the people is no. So a lot of what happens after disasters is people find out, you know, the hard way that, yeah, they had insurance, but A, it's might not be enough to get them back where they were. And B, you have to work to get the money. Right. And that comes as a big shock to a lot of people.
UPH offers guidance on how to access free assistance and advice from government organizations, insurance companies, and even people who've already been through something like this.
These are people who've been there, done that, you know, lost a home in a wildfire and all the pain that comes along with that. And then they got through it somehow with some help from United Policyholders, and now they are volunteers with us.
She says the conversation runs deeper than just how much money property owners will be able to get back from their insurance claims. And if they do decide to rebuild, there are still some questions about whether and how insurance companies will cover these new homes in potentially fire-prone or dangerous areas.
One of the things about the campfire is it's record-breaking on a lot of levels. You know, we've never seen 18,000 homes incinerated, right? You know, homes and businesses in one event in that short a period of time. And then another is that, you know, the infrastructure of the town has been wiped out. So there's a lot of kind of first-time issues here, you know, like, will the county even let me rebuild here? And even if they do, when will there be basic utility service again. I think the decision has been made to rebuild the city, but how quickly is anyone's guess? So I don't know that anyone's going to be told, no, you cannot rebuild. Now, there will be people who will have a very hard time finding insurance. You know, we still have a competitive private market for insurance. People can generally, you know, find coverage somewhere through somebody. And then if they can't, we have a backstop. We have the California FAIR Plan. So I am positive that there are people in the Paradise area that are going to have trouble finding insurance, but everyone at some point should be able to get insurance through the FAIR Plan, unless they didn't get enough insurance money to make it safe and habitable, in which case an insurance company will say, well, no one's going to insure you, including the FAIR Plan, because the house is not safe.
Bach says her organization is still in close contact with up to 1,000 families impacted by the Camp Fire. They continue to run workshops, make their resource library available, and hold legal clinics. In partnership with the Department of Insurance, Bach says United Policyholders isn't going anywhere.
You know, we're here for the duration. You know, we've got a survey open right now. We've got a 6-month survey that we are doing of specifically to get information about how people are doing with their insurance so that we can continue tailoring our service offerings to meet the needs. And, you know, it's our privilege to do that. And we're looking forward to this, but it's a long slog, you know, and there are some issues that I think are going to be really painful, you know, such as people's temporary rent benefits are going to run out before they're able to rebuild. And the insurance companies are going to have to make a decision, you know, whether they're going to bend their own rules and extend those payments, or whether they're going to, you know, leave people hanging.
For NSPR News, I'm Nicole Camarda.
The next Insurance Claim Help workshop will be Thursday, April 25th. For more information, visit uphelp.org.